Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing. Week 2, The Divine and Mystical Realm. Monday, related verses. John 14, verses 10 through 11. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak for myself, but the Father who abides in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if not, believe because of the works themselves. John 7, verse 39. But this he said concerning the Spirit, whom those who believed into him were about to receive. For the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. John 3, verses 3 and 5. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 5. Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John 20, verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed into them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. Romans 8, verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Related reading. All the saints in the Lord's recovery need to have a clear view concerning the physical realm and the mystical realm. The co-workers and the elders who take the lead in the Lord's recovery must realize that the Lord's recovery is resting upon their shoulders. What the recovery will be depends upon what they will be. I'm heavily burdened about this. You need to know this age and to realize that it is in an age of ignorance, at a time when Christians are being blinded and held back by traditional theology. Therefore, I am burdened to tell you that you need to enter into a realm, a sphere, a kingdom, which is much higher than the realm you are in now. This higher realm is the mystical realm of Christ's heavenly ministry. The triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, is self-existing, ever-existing, and co-inhering with the three of the divine Trinity dwelling in one another. According to John 14, verses 10 and 11, the Son is in the Father, and the Father is in the Son. This indicates that the Father is embodied in the Son, and the Son is the Father's embodiment, forming a divine and mystical realm, the realm of the triune God. The divine and mystical realm into which we may enter today is actually not simply the divine and mystical realm of the triune God, but the divine and mystical realm of the consummated Spirit and the pneumatic Christ. The consummated Spirit is the compound Spirit typified by the anointing ointment, a compound of one hin of olive oil with four kinds of spices and their effectiveness. Before the Spirit was consummated, he was the Spirit of God. Through incarnation, God became a man. In John 7, we see that the Lord Jesus, the God-man, attended the Feast of Tabernacles. On the last day of the feast, he stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes into me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. In the next verse, John, the author of this gospel, gives a word of explanation. The Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. How could John say that the Spirit was not yet? Yes, the Spirit was there as the Spirit of God in Genesis, but the Spirit as a compounded and consummated Spirit, was not yet in John 7, verse 39. The man Jesus was glorified in resurrection. Thus, the Spirit was not yet until Christ's resurrection. In resurrection Christ, the last Adam in the flesh, became the life-giving Spirit, the Spirit who gives life. Now we can see something concerning the history of the consummation of the Spirit. Although the Spirit already was the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jehovah and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who gives life, was not yet in John 7. Because the Lord Jesus had not yet passed through death for man's sin, it had not yet entered into resurrection. On the contrary, at the time of John 7, he was still in the flesh and could not enter into people to be their life. But in resurrection, Christ became the life-giving Spirit, and now he can come into the believers to impart life to them. In resurrection, the Spirit of God was mingled with Christ's humanity, with his death and its effectiveness, and with his resurrection and its power. The issue of this mingling is a compound, consummated Spirit.